All right, everyone. So we're going to start breaking down our midday market recap. Awesome start to the week here. Sort of a surprising start because the watch list this morning really wasn't anything that exciting. We'll go over, I'll pull up the gap scanner here, and we can just go over the stocks that we were watching this morning. So here's our gap scanner. And let's see, let me just do historical time. So I'll do the scan at 9:15 a.m. And you'll see this is what we were looking at this morning. We had CBIO, CHFS, Riot, you know, a couple others. YTEN was on there, although I didn't actually look at it because the volume was only 3,500 shares. So, you know, going into the open this morning, the only stocks I was really watching, I had DPW on watch for a possible break over pre-market highs, which were 370. Of course, the bell rings and it sells off, so no trades on that one. CBIO, I was watching, but when the bell rang, you can see that it sold off. Even before the bell rang, it was selling off. So no good on CBIO. We also had PXS on watch for maybe continuation, and that one didn't work either. So the couple of stocks that I was watching this morning didn't work out. So at that point, I was sort of like, well, you know, all right, guys, reminder, if it's, 9:35, 9:40 or whatever, you know, I think it was like 9:33, and we still haven't taken a trade, just kind of take the temperature of the market. What kind of day are we having? You can see Dave, DAVE, hit our scanners, popped up, got halted, ended up going from like 550 all the way to 950, a huge move, but I didn't trade any of that. It happened a little too fast. So the first trade for me was YTEN at 933. So let's back this up here. All right, so all of a sudden we see YTEN hit the scanners. That was right here at 9:33, and it was at $2.95. So it hits the scan, and I see it, you know, kind of popping up, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, there might be something there. And then I see it go 95, 318, and it's just sort of taking off. And so I'll show you guys the P&L here, finishing the morning up $15,442.86, and that was pretty much all on YTEN. So I got long on this one right here at 346, 348, and then I added at 390 and 391. Okay, so basically adding into the squeeze, it squeezes up, as you can see here, from $3 all the way to 391. And then it resumes higher, and I add at 440. And then I'm selling at 470, 468, 490, let's see, 494, 470. I add back for the break of 5. I sell on the other half, other side of 5, 513, 527. I add at 540, and then I sell finally at 566 up there. Adding back at 592 again, now actively trading it, going in and out on 1 minute pullbacks, selling at 93 and 6, adding back at 90, and finally selling at 604 and the rest at 579. So I had, I think, one trade in there that was a small loss. And then the last trade was an entry 558. And selling on the move here up around 6. Actually, there was one more in there. But in any case, definitely actively trading it. This wasn't one entry, one exit. It was getting in, taking profit, getting out, getting back in, getting back out. So when we look back at the 1 minute time frame, you know, this is what I typically do with these types of stocks. And you can see here, we got this move from $3 all the way up to 618. You know, boom, there's 100%. Pullback, consolidation, I'm scalping in this area, getting in at 580, selling on the move up to 605, getting back in for the first 5 minute candle to make a new high at 570, selling on this move up through the highs. I mean, we hit a high of 867, which was just phenomenal. I mean, a huge move. So on this one, yeah, I think I did a pretty good job. $15,000 is not bad at all. So really crushed it here. And you can see these are just those go-to setups that we talk about all the time. First pullback, squeezing up. This first entry was basically just jumping in right off the scans. So, you know, it hit the scans, I saw it, and I just jumped in. Now, this is the thing that's a little bit tricky, because there is a time when we can get away with jumping in stocks right off the scans, and there's a time where we're going to get crushed doing that. So on this one, you know, I what I saw was that, number one, it had history making moves. Number two, it did have news because it was on the scans earlier this morning. And as it broke through the 200 moving average, I thought, okay, you know, this is one for me to be a little more aggressive on. You know, and so the very first position was like 7,500 shares, tried to get 10,000, didn't get filled, added. So I was up to 10,000, selling, adding back. So, you know, between 7,500 and maybe 11,000, 12,000 shares at max positions. So not bad at all. I think I might have, actually, no. I was going to say, I think I gave back a little profit on this one on one trade. Yeah, I had one where I lost $562, but I took one, two, three, four, five, at least five separate trades on it. And so my average winners on those five trades were 45 cents per share, which was, you know, really pretty incredible. So that was YTEN. And then after that trade, I was kind of looking for the next one that would start to, you know, give us an opportunity. So I'm watching the scanners. HMNY, I saw it on there. Wasn't too crazy about it. YTEN all over the scanners, as you can imagine, squeezing up. Looking for others. PXS popped up for a moment, didn't hold that level. Dave resumed higher, but I didn't feel comfortable trading it. Float was low, that's fine. The volume was too low, and it's a 5 cent tick stock. So if I pull it up here, you'll see that it trades in 5 cent increments. And actually, the spreads were kind of big on it, so I left that one alone. Again, just kind of watching the scans, waiting for the next one to pop up. ADMA, I saw, didn't like the daily chart. And then here, we've got NETE. So NET pops up, and I jump in that one pretty quickly. My entry, let's see, it popped up and got halted. Let's move this back over here. So NETE, it pops up and gets halted. It was halted at $5.04, and then it resumes higher, and I jumped in with 5,000 shares at 560. It resumed at a low of 546 and started squeezing up. So I jumped in at 560, target was $6. I sold half at 601, and then it was halted again. So now it's halted again on a second circuit breaker, and it resumes and squeezes all the way up to 741. Now, when it resumed, I added at $7.719, which was a little high, and I added again at 741. It then dipped down a little bit, and so I sold at 720, 7, and 676. So on this one, I kind of was like not happy with what I did there. I went from being up pretty nicely on it to giving back a little profit, and then I got back in it at 680. Let's see. And, you know, I was looking for this kind of big move, but as you can see, we only hit a high of 741. So when I added up there at I literally added at high of day. I thought this was going to go, because it went from 615 all the way to 741. I thought it was going to halt third time and possibly get up towards $8. And so I was a lot more aggressive on this one. Partially because I was already up $15,000 on the day, and I didn't feel like, you know, I kind of felt like, look, if I lose $1,000 on it or even $2,000, it's no big deal. I'll, you know, I've got such a big cushion on the day, I can afford to risk it a little bit. And on this one, you know, I was holding about 10,000, right around 10,000 shares with an average of 684. I believe it was 684. So when I, and that was after I added up here at 741. So 10,000 shares was 684 average. I thought it was going to halt around 750, and my kind of back of the mind target was $8. That would have been another $10,000. I would have been up 25 grand today. Now instead, I gave back 400 on it, but risking 400 to make another $10,000, to me, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. That's good risk reward ratio. And this one just didn't hold up. I mean, that's really all it did, is it squeezed from $5 up to $7.41, and now it's just pulled all the way back. Now, if it can get over the VWAP, the volume weighted average price up here, well, then it might have a chance of making it back to high of day. So, you know, going into the afternoon, you could certainly watch it around the 6.24 level, but I'm not going to go back into it. I'm going to take my money and be done for the day. So this is the only one that I regret a little bit, because if I had just held the 2,000 shares I was still holding, you know, whatever it was back here at 560, 2,000 shares at 560, I could have sold it at 660 and 670 and finished the day up $3,000. I had opportunities to keep profit, and instead I said, well, I'm going to try to roll this profit into a bigger winner. And I just happened to not be right on this one. Despite the fact that it made a big move, I decided to be much more aggressive, buying it literally at high of day. So today was, I think, the right day to kind of pull out bigger share size and be a little bit more aggressive, because, you know, we just had this big move on YTEN. And oftentimes when we see one stock make a big move, we'll see a second and third one make big moves. And certainly, maybe I should have just said, look, from $5 to $7.50 is already a big move. Just be happy, you know, to capture profit in that. And so in any case, I was a little bit more aggressive on this one, but I don't regret that, because I think this was the right day to be aggressive. And this is how you turn a $15,000 day into a $25,000 day. It's how you turn a $25,000 day into a $45,000 day. That's just how you do it. It's not by stopping after trade one, it's by continuing to be aggressive on trade two, three, four, and five, because the market is clearly being incredibly strong. So today was a great day on YTEN and on NETE. For those of you that got in, capture your profit, and got out, then I'm sure it was also a great day for you guys. I just was a little bit more aggressive on that trade. So you can see here our December leaderboard for students that are trading with me here in this challenge. So $15,442 for me today, which is my best day of the month, my best day in almost a month actually as well. Mike up $4,827 today on Blue, an awesome trade, a higher price stock, as you guys know. Let's see, but you can see here on Blue, he was short, right around, I think it was somewhere around $207 or something like that. And you can see right out of the gates, this thing dropped from 220 all the way down to 194. Big range, huge opportunity there. Roberto up $1,300. John up $5,000. A couple of our other students are waiting for them to punch in their P&L today, but right now the team is sitting up $33,000, and I'm thinking that that number is going to increase as more traders post their profits for the day. So what's really nice here today is that I am now, you know, surging back up through my personal all-time highs for the year. So as you guys know, at the end of November, I had a couple of red days. Let's see, I'm trying to remember which days they were. It was the last Monday of, it was Cyber Monday. 2 weeks ago today, actually, I lost $15,000. It was the worst day I'd had in like 8 months. And so because of that loss, I had been kind of working myself out of the hole for the last week. And last week I finished with, let's see, even though I lost $3,000 on Monday, I finished last week with $10,000 total profit. So I was still in the red by $5,000 versus that big pullback. But now I have I've officially recovered from that day. So let's see, where am I at? I'm now up about $11,000 versus the low of that pullback, and it puts me up $312,000 on the year, $278,000 on my account that started with $583 on January 1st. So from $583, $278,846 as of right now. So I'm $22,000 away from that account hitting 300 grand. And really, just a couple more days like this and that'll happen. So almost a third of the way to $1 million. And, you know, we're just going to keep grinding with that account. Certainly days like today help a lot. So it puts me up, you know, whatever, close to 30,000 on the month here of December, which is great. Especially considering we still have basically 3 full weeks left of the month. I mean, we have a you know, the day off on Christmas 2 weeks from today, but otherwise we've got, you know, 3 weeks left. So $10,000 a week, you know, maybe for the next 3 weeks, I might be able to get over 300 grand by the end of the year, which would be cool. But hey, remember, I set a goal for the month of December, and it was just to get over $300,000 in total profits by the end of the year. And I've done that now at 312,000. So, and that's because in January, I was still trading in my regular account because I figured, well, with a $583 account, this is going to take me forever. I'm only making $150 a day. So I still want to make money trading. I'll trade in my regular account until the small account is big enough to just consider a regular account. And that took about 6 weeks. So I've got an extra 6 weeks of profits from my old account, which I've now closed down. But that was like, you know, $33,000 or so. So anyways, yeah, we'll see what we can do. You know, but again, got to remember, it's easy for me especially to get a little aggressive on a day like tomorrow, where I'll say, look, you know, I've got a big cushion on the week. Who cares? I lose $2,000-$3,000, who cares? And I can start taking higher levels of risk. So I need to bring it back down, reduce the risk tomorrow. What's the goal tomorrow? Same as today, $500 to $1,000. And if we end up seeing an awesome opportunity, then sure, at that point, I can start to be aggressive. But until we see those opportunities, I've got to bring it back down. Now, I think one of the reasons that YTEN was so strong was because it had news. So it had a headline this morning. It was already gapping up. It was already starting to move pre-market. I just didn't really notice it until the bell rang. NETE in contrast, actually, I guess there was kind of a headline on this, but I'm not sure if it was as strong. And you know what? It's still holding its 50% line. Even though it's a little below the VWAP, it's still holding up relatively well. So, you know, there might actually be an opportunity on this later in the day. I'll miss it because I'm not going to trade the afternoon, but if it breaks over VWAP, I would keep a close eye on a high of day, a retest of high of day. All right. So anyways, that's where I'm sitting today, up 15 grand, not bad for Monday morning. And hopefully we'll see continued momentum going into, well, as we continue the week. I mean, this is a great way to start the week. So let's just hope that it continues tomorrow. All right, everybody. So that's it for me. You guys have seen the $250,000 December challenge update, and I'll let you guys enjoy your afternoon. All right, so I'll see you all first thing in the chat room back here tomorrow morning for pre-market analysis around 9 a.m. All right, I'll see you guys in the morning. Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing!